That reminds me of the last business trip I took to Zurich. So I get to the airport early because I hate it when I have to stress through airport security. But then I see that my flight has been cancelled and there aren't any more flights leaving today. It's a really important meeting, so I check the train connection on my phone. Lo and behold, there's a train leaving in an hour that will take me directly to Zurich. So I hop in a taxi and I tell him to get me to the station as fast as he can. You know what he says? Well, that won't be easy. There's a demonstration in the city centre and the roads are blocked off by the police. So he has the idea to take me to the subway just outside the city where I can go straight to the train station. Finally, I make it to the station with 5 minutes to spare until my train leaves. Everything's going smoothly until a few hours later, just outside the Swiss border, the train grinds to a halt and we stay there for about 2 hours. Eventually, I pull into Zurich station at about 2 a.m, totally exhausted, and I grab another cab. The driver doesn't speak English, and my German isn't the best, but I manage to give him the address of the hotel. He takes ages finding it, and when we finally do, the driver races off, and I ring the bell and wait. I ring the bell, and I wait. Finally, after an age, the door is opened by an old guy who's clearly just woken up, and he's none too happy about it. The lift's broken, so I hike up the stairs and find my room. You can guess what I see when I walk in the room. A minibar. Well, there's no chance of dinner, so I help myself to an overpriced beer and a tube of Pringles. I tell you what, I was glad when I finally laid down on that bed and fell asleep.